Alright, folks, welcome back to Reset Your Brain, your daily dose of clarity and calm in this crazy world. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you navigate those mental roadblocks and unlock your full potential. Today's episode is all about setting boundaries, which, let's be real, can feel like walking a tightrope sometimes. Ever felt like your no button was stuck on the fritz? Or maybe you're nodding along to every request, even when your inner voice is screaming, stop. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that values constant productivity, busyness often mistaken for success. Saying no can feel like letting people down, or even worse, failing. But here's the secret. Setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Think of it like this. Imagine your energy is a precious resource. You wouldn't just give it away freely, right? You'd protect it, invest it wisely. Boundaries are the fences that keep your energy safe and allow you to show up fully in the areas that truly matter. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you become a boundary-setting boss. First up, recognize your needs. This is where it all starts, folks. What drains you? What makes you feel overwhelmed or resentful? Pinpointing those triggers helps you identify where boundaries are crucial. Maybe it's constantly checking emails after work hours, or agreeing to take on extra projects when you're already stretched thin. Understanding your needs is the foundation of setting healthy limits. Next, practice saying no respectfully. You don't need to be a drill sergeant to set boundaries. A simple, clear no can work wonders. You can even offer an alternative, like, I can't commit to that right now, but maybe in a couple of weeks. Remember, you have the right to decline requests without feeling guilty. Third, communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush. When setting a boundary, be direct and assertive. Explain your reasoning calmly and respectfully. For example, instead of saying, I'm busy, try something like, I've already committed to another project this week, so I won't be able to take on anything else right now. Fourth, don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for every boundary you set. Keep it simple and concise. Over-explaining can lead to endless debates and ultimately weaken your boundaries. Trust me, people respect a confident no more than a lengthy justification. And finally, be consistent. Consistency is key here. If you waver or give in too often, your boundaries become blurred and ineffective. Stick to your limits even when it feels uncomfortable. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. You know that feeling when someone keeps asking you for favors even after you've said no? It can feel like being stuck in a relentless game of yes and no with no clear winner. Ever experienced that frustrating cycle where you try to be accommodating but end up feeling resentful and overwhelmed? Well, picture this. Sarah, a talented graphic designer, constantly agreed to take on extra projects despite already having a full workload. She felt pressured by her colleagues' requests and worried about letting people down. But eventually, the stress caught up with her. She started missing deadlines, her creativity dwindled, and she felt burnt out. One day, Sarah decided enough was enough. She realized that saying yes to everything was actually hurting her career and well-being. She started setting boundaries by politely declining extra projects, explaining that she needed time to focus on her current commitments. At first, it felt awkward, but over time, people began to respect her limits. Sarah rediscovered her passion for design, delivered high-quality work, and ultimately enjoyed a more fulfilling career. Remember, folks, setting boundaries isn't about shutting others out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about protecting your energy, time, and well-being so you can show up as your best self. By learning to say no with grace and confidence, you unlock the power to live a more fulfilling and authentic life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Identify one area where you need to set a boundary and start practicing those no muscles. You got this. Until tomorrow, keep resetting your brain and remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things when you prioritize your own well-being.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.